night to Messina.
He is very near, by this. He was not 3 leagues off when I left him.
How many gentlemen have you lost in this action?
But few of any sort, and none of name.
A victory is twice itself when the achiever brings home full numbers. I find here that Don Pedro hath bestowed much honour on a young Florentine called Claudio.
Much deserved on his part, and equally remembered by Don Pedro. He hath borne himself beyond the promise of his age, doing in the figure of a lamb the feats of a lion. He hath indeed bettered expectation than you must expect of me to tell you how.
He hath an uncle here in Messina who will be very much glad of
it. I have already delivered him letters, and there appears much joy in him. Even so much that joy could not show itself modest enough without a badge of bitterness.
Did he break out into tears?
In great measure.
A kind overflow of kindness. There are no faces truer than those that are so washed. How much better it is to weep at joy than to joy at weeping.
I tell you, has Signor Mountanto returned from the wars or no?
I know none of that name, lady. There was none such in the army of any sort.
What is he that you ask for, niece?
My cousin means Signor Benedick of Padua.
Oh, he's returned and as pleasant as everyone.
He set up his bills here in Messina and challenged Cupid at the flight. And my uncle's fool, reading the challenge, subscribed for Cupid and challenged him at the bird boat. I tell you, how many hath he killed and eaten in these wars? But how many hath he killed? For indeed I promised to eat all of his killing.
Faith, niece, you tax Signor Benedick too much, but he'll be meet with you, I doubt it not.
He has done good things.